Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today is August 12th, 2020, and we have three things to talk about today. Our first good thing actually comes from TikTok. You know that app that Trump banned, but isn't officially banned yet because he's put a deadline on it and he said 45 days out. So if you have until September 15th, roughly, until things actually go away. Well, that company, TikTok, announced a $1 billion grant program to be given out over the next 3 years to creators on TikTok. And while they definitely have an uncertain future because they were just banned by the Trump administration in the US, along with being banned in India, they did announce the launch of this creator fund to support creators who are building careers on the platform. Initially, it was seeded with $200 million for the first year, growing to about $1 billion, that's billion with a B, in 3 years in the US to reach hundreds of thousands of creators, according to the article. On Monday, they announced the first 19 recipients to get money from the creator fund, but they did not specify how much money each creator is getting. So, as you probably know, if you're anywhere on TikTok, you see some of the popular names. David Dobrik, who has 40 million followers, built his following on YouTube, and that spread across Twitter and Instagram, and now on TikTok. 40 million followers is a huge amount on TikTok. He's close to 20 million or just past 20 million on YouTube. So crazy for him, because he's definitely one of the more recognizable names on the list here. Another one is a makeup influencer, Avani Gregg, with 24 million followers, Brittany Tomlinson with 5 million followers, and my friend, who I randomly met in San Francisco doing a shoot when I saw him on TikTok in, I think, January of this year, Alex Stempluski. So Alex has a great TikTok, for one. His TikTok handle is alex.stemp. He has almost 10 million followers on TikTok, and he has a great story in and of himself. I might get him on the podcast, but he is a little bit older than me, which is kind of a weird age to be when you're making content for TikTok. But he went all in. He's been doing posting almost daily for a long time now and has amassed almost 10 million followers on TikTok, and now, according to the TikTok Creator Fund, he's going to get paid for it. So he doesn't have to sell his presets. He probably will still continue doing that. But he also has an ebook that you should go check out and buy if you're at all interested in doing photography. He's not only a friend of mine who I've helped with shoots in the past, probably like 3 or 4 shoots myself, but also just an overall great human being who is very into creators, creating stuff with other people, and just trying to make the most out of every day, especially when it comes to photography. So we'll see if I can actually get him on the podcast. I hope I can, but it's glad to see someone that is that motivated, that has that hustle and drive, actually getting paid for the content that they create as a creator. The rest of the names are in the article, and you can see some of them you may recognize. Just Maiko is a popular dancer on the platform. Only JS has great psychology videos. But what's interesting is this is just the first round. So the creators, I'm assuming, are going to have another round of funding that will be announced by TikTok on who they're supporting, and we'll go from there. Hopefully these creators are getting compensated very well for the content that they bring to the platform. But at the same time, these creators themselves are not staying on TikTok. Alex launched a YouTube channel and he's got almost, I think, 37,000 subscribers so far. 37,000 subscribers. Obviously, David Dobrik was first on YouTube, first on Vine, actually, then to YouTube, built a massive following there of almost 20 million subscribers. And now on TikTok, he's built a following of almost 40 million subscribers or 40 million followers. So a lot of these people are shifting to other platforms because the main thing, and I cannot stress this enough when talking about creators and content creators, the main thing as a creator is to diversify. Diversify across platforms. Do not stay fully engulfed and all in on one platform, because you never know what can happen. You saw that with Vine, where people were strictly on Vine and they weren't diversifying across the board. And when Vine was shutting down, the top few Viners that were on the app switched over to YouTube. They created vlogs, they created content for YouTube, short form, long form, etc. And they started, some of them started creating good followings on YouTube, and that became their main platform. And even as Vine was fading out, they could bring YouTube back in. At the same time, now, if you're a TikTok creator, you're only creating content for TikTok, and that's all where it lives, you're screwing yourself over, because if TikTok is officially banned in the U.S., the majority of people are going to Triller, to Byte, to Reels, etc., and maybe they want to go check out your YouTube or your Instagram, so you want to drive traffic as a creator to other platforms as much as possible, and at the end of the day, your job is to get paid for whatever content you're creating. So maybe that's creating a course and selling the course, writing a PDF like my friend Alex about photography and how to become a better photographer, maybe creating a PDF on how to go viral on TikTok if you've gone viral multiple times and you have a portfolio to prove it, whatever it may be. All these platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of these places are top of funnel awareness places where at the end of the day, as a creator, you want to get compensated for your work. So you want to be able to go sell something in whatever capacity that may be and actually get compensated for your time and your effort and have a value exchange, a monetary exchange, so you can pay your family rent, food, general expenses, etc., and kind of do what you love. Anyway, really good thing to see TikTok announcing their first round here of who they're supporting on the platform. And great news for my friend Alex, who is being supported by TikTok to do something that he loves. Our second good thing of the day actually comes from Orange County. Orange County, California just voted unanimously to declare August 24th as Kobe Bryant Day. If you don't know, Kobe used to wear the numbers 8 and 24 during his NBA career, and that's why August 24th, 8-24, was chosen as the day to commemorate Kobe Bryant. The legend himself lived in Newport Beach in Orange County. The article goes on about exactly what happened to him in February with the tragic helicopter crash, leaving his daughter Gianna and seven others that had all passed away in that helicopter crash, leaving behind a family of his wife and a couple of children. I think it's great news that the city and the Board of Supervisors is announcing Kobe Bryant Day. I think it's great news that they're recognizing the impact that Kobe had, not only in Orange County and the city of LA and Los Angeles, but everyone globally. Kobe Bryant was a icon, a legend, and even to this day, there are things that he did, motivated, said, just the way that he carried himself in his pursuit of excellence was legendary. So a quote here is from Michelle Steele, who's the Board of Supervisors chairwoman, and she said, "I'm proposing August 24th to be dedicated to the memory of Kobe and all that he brought to the Orange County community, which to strive to live by his words of encouraging those around us to never give up on their dreams. The most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do." There is a fantastic video that I didn't link here, but you can go watch it on YouTube. And I keep going back to it almost week after week because it's just a masterclass of taking motivation and finding the right way to distribute it. It's a video of Kobe and Kobe giving a talk in China on the mind. And he's talking to a bunch of people who are at his camp in China but he's going through different anecdotes and different stories and how it's important for coaches to hold their kids, the people that are playing basketball, accountable. How he looks at Mamba mentality and the five pillars of Mamba mentality. It's a fantastic watch. Highly recommend you go check it out if you can. There's a ton of interviews of Kobe, and I think not only do we have a great amount of footage when it comes to where he spent the first 20 years of his adult life in basketball, of multiple championships, excellence across teams, a documentary called The Muse, which you should definitely check out. Small plug, I'm actually thinking about creating a Notion article about Muse that will come out in about a week or two. Be on the lookout for that. But we have all these different things about the legend, the life, the man who was Kobe Bryant. So I think it's a good thing that they are recognizing him. And August 24th from this year onward will be known as Kobe Bryant Day, where we remember how the legend, how the man influenced everybody. Our third good thing is it's just a video from my friend Alex Templisky, Alex Stemp on TikTok, who has almost 10 million followers on TikTok. I really just wanted to shout him out. He has a fantastic video where he takes behind-the-scenes footage of how he asked strangers to model. And this one specifically is his series on street photography. He typically does street photography where he goes up to strangers, asks them to do a little photo shoot, and then takes these fantastic photos of the person using different props and different things around, and then makes them into a TikTok. And then he sends the photos to the person themselves so they can use them for whatever they want to use them for, posting on Instagram, sending to Facebook, maybe some portfolio headshots for themselves, whatever it might be. He sends the photos over, and it's a great exchange of a win-win where you basically are getting a free photo shoot from someone who could easily be a professional photographer, but instead of charging for it, he said she's just walking up to you randomly and saying, hey, do you have 15, 20 minutes for a quick photo shoot, and then tells you the idea, the concept, and over the course of those 15, 20 minutes, you come away with some great photos of yourself or of your friend, and he's creating content for himself as well. So I think it's a great win-win situation. Alex is a fantastic guy, and whatever small platform I can give to him is something I'll definitely do. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Like I said, he has 37,000 subscribers right now. And he's looking to build that up as much as he can, especially as he starts creating content across different platforms. All right. Well, that was it for another edition of the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter. My handle is @shardulgo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O. And if you want to be a featured guest, feel free to DM me. My DMs are always open. Again, that is another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, and I will see you tomorrow.